good morning and good day again. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jace, Alex, and Holly. It is April 16th, and it is the most productive day of the week, Tuesday. So please, woo-hoo! Go up and do something.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Who knows what came first, productivity or Tuesday, but regardless, today's the day.
Yeah. Ho! Oh,
yeah, your dream came true, I think, James.
Look at this.
We're not finding love. We're not finding anything.
Nope. Just an angry guy named Chris.
Yeah. So what sometimes happens happened. People change their mind. People bail. Blah, blah, blah. So sadly, I'm very sorry to tell you, there is no second chance romance today.
Oh. No.
Very sorry.
So sad.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well. Mm. I'm taking this opportunity to have some more coffee.
Yeah.
And I'll also take this opportunity to say we had another successful potty break. Thank you. Me and the dog, Lex.
Nice. That's right. Oh, congratulations.
Thanks,
an almond roca for you, Jason.
Thank you.
And for the dog, here, have a greenie.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Auntie Jeff is feeding him right now his breakfast and giving him some water. So,
darling,
I'm trusting Jeff does not own a dog. I'm trusting Jeff alone with the puppy. So,
but he's owned one.
No.
Ever? Never,
no.
Ever.
No. Ever, ever.
Oh, surely he has pet a dog before.
He has.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. I figure if he can run a talk show, he can feed and water a dog.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I have much faith in Uncle Jeff. So, yeah. He's in the next room feeding him and giving him his vittles, his doggy vittles. But, yeah. I got a puppy yesterday. Download the first hour. And yesterday, I'll tell you the whole story. But, I picked him up yesterday from a... And Alexis did some research on this town. Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Named after a real dude, right, Lex?
Yeah, a real guy. A civil engineer.
Yeah.
Bringing the railroad from the Sioux Line.
Yeah. There in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Amish. A lot of farm. Beautiful farmland. Oh, and we were noticing.
Wait, did you see any Amish?
Oh, do you see some buggies?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I opened up some of the most delicious strawberry rhubarb jam yesterday.
Did you?
Oh, thank you, Amish. They're not listening, but it's divine.
No.
You're sending it out from your heart.
I'm sending out heart vibes.
Thank you, Jedediah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Got it at the gas station. He pulled his buggy up. Wow. So
it's
you didn't
good?
See any? Oh, it's delicious.
Really?
You didn't see any, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. I know you said that they were there. But...
Oh, no, I just said it. You didn't miss anything. I just said it, sweetie. Yeah, no, you didn't miss it. No, it was because the minute I knew it, they had the horse and buggy crossing signs, which
nice.
I love. Yeah.
Yes.
And beautiful countryside.
Mm.
Beautiful. I mean, land and farms is as far as the eye can see. And I love that. Like, I love the city. But, you know, I was raised in Indiana. My papa and my grandma were little hillbillies. So I love the country. And this farm was just really, really nice. And very nice people. Very nice husband and wife. And, yeah, and we stopped to get some gasoline and left the little one out to pee.
Yeah.
And Lisa to pee, too. But not, she didn't pee out in the parking lot, but the dog did. Anyway, I want to clear that up. I don't want people to think that Lisa. Anyway, so we stopped at Quick Trip, and Lex, right there, I'm pulling out of the Quick Trip.
Yeah.
And I had to wait for a buggy. There's the Amish.
There you go.
I should have asked him for some jelly for you while
Should
have rolled down my window.
Some cookies, you got some any bars.
Baked goods?
Yeah, pies. Mm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dang. There's something in Curtis called the Cloverdale Country Store.
What?
Bulk and natural foods, and I bet that the Amish distribute their jams and jellies here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh!
Yeah, I bet they do. Jeff, when you're Christmas. Done with them, you can bring them back in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Jeff to get overwhelmed with the puppy.
Country store.
Are you looking up that country store in Curtis?
Yes.
With two S's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two S's off of Highway 29. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. On Highway 29. I know that in Wisconsin they have, you know,
county roads. It's weird. Yeah.
And villages.
Yeah. County road XX, double X things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Get confused sometimes.
I'll tell you, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's about 220. 220 from the Twin Cities.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
2 hours and 20 minutes. Yeah.
10-4.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad drive. We did it. Lisa and I sang camp songs on the way, and no, I had her come with me, and that dog sat on her lap the whole time and didn't move, just licked her and
sweet.
And fell asleep on her lap.
Nothing beats a puppy.
Nothing. I put it on my post. My little heart is full again.
We were so loyal and true.
So loyal and true. And we sat there. We had a little family time before I went to bed, and we put him in the bed and Biggie, and we just kind of laid there. And we have a painting. A lovely friend of Colin's had a painting done of Dexter and Mr. Big. And that painting, we took it down for a little while right after Dex died. But we put it back up, and it hangs in our room. And we were playing with the little one in the bed. And I look up. I'm like, see? I go, Milo, Dexter's looking down on you. He's watching you. So... yeah, my little.
Oh, of course. So yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yes. My heart's full. He's just a good boy, too.
Yeah, it looks like it. Sounds like it. I haven't heard him once.
Oh, no. He's no joke. Our show is what? 2 hours and 11 minutes old today.
Yeah.
That dog has sat on my lap for the entire broadcast and not made a peep. He has barely moved and has not had an accident in here. Oh, not one. He had a little spit up, but that's it.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Lex spits up every so often, so, you know, right, Lex?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have
burping and farting, of mm-hmm. course.
Yeah. Yeah, we have rags.
Oh, here he comes. Come here, Milo.
Sometimes we use granny panties. We repurpose them. Reduce, reuse, recycle here.
We got buckets here, Holly.
That's
we
right.
We got buckets.
Yeah. We got it all. Oh. Rags.
Uh-huh. Oh. Auntie Bjorn is bringing him back in. Oh, there he is. There he is. Thank you. Thank you, BB. Thank you. Oh, there he is. See, look, there's Auntie Alexis and Holly.
Hello.
Yeah.
So, you were obsessed with them earlier.
So. He's like, I'm over them now.
Yeah, he's like, okay. There's
now back to sleep. Yeah. Yeah. I had food.
They
I did
can't
my thing.
Pet me. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't pet me.
I can't smell them. It's fine.
Did you eat, little boy? Look, Dad, you eat, little man? He's so cute. I just want, Lex.
Yeah.
I just want to eat him, Lex.
It's real.
I have, you're damn.
Bite him and hug him?
I used to make fun of you with your cute aggression.
Oh.
We made a little open about it, I think. Mm. Where is it? Where is it? Cute aggression?
That's right. We did.
We did because you had it a lot. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Cute aggression alert. Cute aggression alert. Cute aggression alert.
That was made for Alexis,
but I
may need it today.
Yeah.
I may.
Yeah, because you just want to do the, that means you just want to bite her. You just go.
Oh, he's giving, are you giving me puppy kisses?
Yeah.
Are you giving me puppy kisses? Yes, you are, little man. Oh, anyway. Ooh. Yeah, we made that open for you. And
yep, it's real. It's real.
Yeah. It's very real. Mm-hmm. The thing is real. You can see a picture of him on my socials. He's about 8 pounds, little boy, and fawn and a brindle, little boxer. So, yes, there he is. Good markings.
He is, darling. He definitely has the essence of Dexter.
Yes, he does. God, I'm so relaxed. Not only because there's a puppy sitting in my lap, but the fact that we don't have any indigestion from Second Chance Romance.
Yeah, our body's nice and relaxed.
That's right. On the Fujita scale of Second Chance Romance butt clench, we're at a firm zero.
Ooh,
a soft zero.
You know what would continue this relaxing moment? Holly, can we pull up some adult contemporary moments?
Absolutely.
We haven't done one in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, these are just, you know. You know how you get a little mint, and it's not a big mint, just a little refresher.
These are
adult contemporary moments just to relax you.
Yeah, gotta hold on. Let me get to the drawer.
Yes. I think they're in new audio.
Okay, here we go.
Look at that. That was relaxing. Aren't you guys relaxed? I'm relaxed with that.
Great.
Yeah, John Cicada. Now, if he doesn't sing to the cicadas, he's missing a great opportunity.
Oh my God.
John Cicada sings to the cicadas.
Oh, come on.
Well, and they're going to be abundant this year.
Billions and billions.
Woo!
served because they're doing it.
It's like a double surge, I think, of them, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, John Cicada singing to the cicadas. You're onto something. That's a marketing like a bonanza right there.
Yeah, maybe I'll send him a whole choir. I'll slide into his DMs. Oh, DMs. Look, he has already done it.
He has?
No.
Well, somebody has done it and collabed with him.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please listen to that?
Well, I just need to check for swears let's and other it. Things.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it in the 8:30. We'll do John Cicada Cicada. Cicada Cicada.
Cicada I love with it. The cicadas. Yes, love.
Second Chance Romance will return, hopefully on Thursday, or hopefully not. Right here.
maybe not.
Third hour. We're going to take a break. The dirt.
Oh, hey, friends. Alexis for Rebath. How's your bathroom looking? Do you need a tub, but you have a shower? Or vice versa? You get a new puppy, maybe, and you need a nice tub to bathe the babe? Or a baby. Hey, whatever you need, Rebath, they've got you. They can also help with accessibility features. And maybe you need a complete bathroom regut like we did. They've got you as well. What's so wonderful is that they will send a designer to you. You sign up at rebath.com, and they'll bring the hundreds of options available to you and come up with a beautiful custom design. They want to just show you what they can do. That part's free. And then if you decide to go with them, of course, make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. You can also stop into their showroom. That's in Napa Valley on Galaxy Avenue. Beautifully remodeled itself. And, of course, you can meet a designer. Beautiful designs there. And, of course, all of the options as well. So all you need to do is go to rebath.com or check out their showroom in Apple Valley.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And we're back. I mean, we didn't go anywhere, but here we are. Dirt Alert time with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello. Let's talk about Chris Hemsworth. And Kevin Costner, where Chris Hemsworth recently revealed to Entertainment Tonight that he tried to land a role in a Kevin Costner-directed project, only to learn that Kevin Costner had cast himself as a character instead.
Oh.
Now, Chris Hemsworth didn't reveal what movie it was, but he did describe it as abstract and interesting. A small story about a man and a woman. Whatever that means.
What?
Chris Hemsworth said there was a movie, a script that I read and I loved. And I was like, I want to get that. And then somebody said, Kevin Costner has that role. And then I'd love to see him as a director. And apparently in that role where, you know, hey, maybe Kevin Costner can direct this. I'd like to play it. And then Kevin Costner was like, no, I'm going to play it. If I'm still young enough to play it, I'll play it. And Kevin Costner thought he was young enough to play it.
Huh.
Now, he added that there were horses involved, and the project, he would be a horse wrangler.
That doesn't narrow it down very much for Costner project.
That's a requirement. Well, it's probably this big epic Horizon. That's what people are pointing to, is that it would this movie that Kevin Costner is starring in and directing. Now, a lot of people think that Chris Hemsworth was joking, being that it was an abstract and small story, because this Horizon is a Western epic that's going to be in two parts.
Oh, that's right.
Because basically the only Kevin Costner two movies that didn't include a horse was Waterworld and Field of Dreams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because there are even horses in The Untouchables, guys.
Yes. So. I purposely left that one out.
Oh, they're riding up on that Canadian border interfering with that whiskey. So, yeah, so people are pointing to the fact that Chris Hemsworth wanted to be the star of Horizon, but Kevin Costner was like, nah, I'm going to be doing it.
Okay.
And then, of course, he does the thing where it's like, yeah, I'm the guy and here's my female co-star that's 3/4 younger than I am, and whatever. Yeah, we'll see in a Miller. I don't know. I don't know the details.
That went out of style, but okay.
Yeah, no, apparently not. When you're Kevin Costner, you can do what you want. Now, Horizon is making its world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival next month. Then it will arrive in theaters, the first installment, June 28th. Then followed by the second movie on August 16th.
I can't wait to
not see that. Yeah.
Well, now I look forward to not doing that.
Lex, you want to not go with me?
Yeah, let's not.
Okay.
Kevin Costner, apparently, well, now if people do go to the movie theaters and see these films, Kevin Costner is planning to continue the franchise with two more movies after that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
So he's doubling down.
Well, you have fun with that.
Yeah. We're happy for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. People who like to sit in movie theaters and dark rooms and watch Kevin Costner play cowboy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about things that are happening on Broadway. Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor making their Broadway debut in Romeo and Juliet.
And Kit. Oh, wow. Okay, that's a cute combo.
This is a modern day adaptation. It will open in the fall, and music is going to be provided by super producer Jack Antonoff.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay, that's capital I, and not interesting in like a Minnesota way. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're going after the kids with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Antonoff, he works with his band Bleachers, and of course, he's probably best known as being a producer and a co-writer on many Taylor Swift songs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, did you know she has a new album coming out this week?
No way!
Lex, did you know that? Holly, what is this info that you're putting into our minds?
The Poet Society of the Order of the Buffalo.
No, that's Order of the Phoenix. The Dead Poet Society of the Deathly Hallows is what we're calling it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Department.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to nail this.
That's
it. Super Friends.
Yeah, the Tortured Poets Department. You would think that we are professionals in the world of pop culture, but
it's hard to remember that because we instantly want to go with the Dead Poets Society.
Yes, I know. Yes.
It's department.
It was easy to remember albums like Mannequin. Midnights.
Yes.
Reputation.
Yeah.
Folklore.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just be called Mannequin, and you could do a cover of that Starship song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We could build this thing together. Yeah. She's not going to do that.
She's not. She could. She could get Kim Cattrall to do a cameo.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
That'd be fun.
CBS is making good on the revolt that happened on Sunday night after they cut short their Billy Joel Madison Square Garden concert special.
Oops.
If you were one of the hordes of people, like in that scene in Beauty and the Beast, who went to CBS and were like, "Where's my piano man?" Where CBS cut short their telecast.
Following Gaston.
Yeah, following Gaston. This will re-air April 19th at 8 p.m. local time.
Oh. All right.
So this is happening, re-airing Friday night at 8 p.m. local time. So mark your calendars. Smart. Yeah, this is a make good to say, hey, we see that you're angry. Unfortunately, it was a cascade of events. And that song, Piano Man, that you have heard 8 million times before.
Yeah.
But not this time, in this space.
And Jason, yesterday you aptly had the metaphor that this was like Heidi all over again in 1968.
Oh. NBC interrupted a revelatory football game to show Heidi.
Oops.
Heidi.
Heidi the movie.
Heidi.
Yeah.
And the game had one team leading, and then within 1 minute, another team came from behind, and no one saw it. People, NFL historians consider it one of the greatest games ever, and nobody saw it because of that little girl.
Did it even happen? We don't know, but Billy Joel, you know what? He's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay.
We're going to be just fine.
Yep.
There we go. Hey, do you want more Dish? Of course you do. Another one's coming up at 12 and in the 5 o'clock hour of Lori and Julia. But right now, we ain't done. We're going to come back with some TV talk, so please You stay right there. Thank you. Look at us with some new music.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Olivia Rodrigo with Obsessed. Obsessed. I like this.
Yeah. It's great. Oh, my gosh.
I love her.
I was a teenager. She would be my obsession, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lex, you are a teenager.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only in your heart.
In my heart.
Heart.
Yeah. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. I gave my dog to Kendall, and I haven't seen him in a while, and I'm not sure I'm getting him back. So, yeah, I think the dog's gone now. Oh, we're glad you're here.
Oh.
Let's do a little boob tube bonanza. Holly, what is The Sympathizer?
The Sympathizer is a new limited series on HBO. This is HBO's latest Sunday story.
Mm.
You know, they like to air new Sunday stories weekly. You know, we liked True Detective Night Country. Mm-hmm. That was on earlier this year. The Regime, I feel like we taste tested it and didn't really go back to it. The show starring Kate Winslet. I didn't go back to it. I don't know if either of you did.
I did not. I did not enjoy it. Lex, did you go back?
Gosh, what was the show again?
The Regime?
Nope.
With Kate Winslet?
I don't think I even tried it, you guys.
Where she played the Eastern European autocrat?
Yeah, nope. I never even tried it because of you guys' review.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was so great.
I was like, what show?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a six-episode dark comedy, and it just didn't, at least with the first episode, it didn't entice me enough to go back and try it again.
I'm with you. It did not entice me at all.
Yep. And and decidedly mixed reviews for The Regime as well. Well, a new Sunday story over on HBO debuted this last Sunday. And this one is called The Sympathizer. And it's based on the Pulitzer Prize winning novel of the same name that came out in 2015. And this is a story about the Vietnam War. And this is a story about the 1970s. Mm. And this is executive produced and starring Robert Downey Jr., among others. And it's
the makeup looks good. That's Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes.
I'm looking at a poster of him.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, now I got to see this poster now.
Well, Sandra Oh's in it, I see.
Sandra Oh is in it? Yes. I believe David Duchovny is going to be in some later episodes.
Ooh.
So, yes, Robert Downey Jr., you see him in makeup. Now, the thing with Robert Downey Jr. in this series, he is a supporting player, and he plays 4 to 5 different characters.
Oh.
He's going full Peter Sellers in The Sympathizer. And when I say that, Peter Sellers, the actor, who sometimes played multiple characters within a film, doing character work, makeup, being kind of goofy in the supporting role. It kind of reminds me, he's trying to do Peter Sellers in Stanley Kubrick's Lolita in that movie.
Oh,
where he's got, you know, you're kind of playing multiple characters and you're doing things like that. Well, he's producing it and he's co-starring in it, but he's not the star. The lead character is known as the captain. And he's a police captain in Saigon during the fall of Saigon in the Vietnam War, who is a secret communist spy for North Vietnam. But he has been entrenched in South Vietnamese life and in American life, too, because he was sent off to school in the United States and then he was sent back. Well, he's kind of having a hard time being a double agent and being a mole. And in this first episode, in the pilot episode of The Sympathizer, they set up his story, his circumstances, and, you know, spoiler alert, there's not really a spoiler alert. Things were really happening. The episode goes through the moments during the fall of Saigon in the mid-70s. And the captain, he is sent off to the United States. And there is where the series will continue.
Oh,
I'm in.
I'm in.
Yeah, this is directed Park Chan-wook. He directed Old Boy, among other things. He is a South Korean filmmaking genius. And he is one of the showrunners in this. And I think he's directing the first 3 to 4 episodes of The Sympathizer.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys, Jason and Alexis, this is not a laundry show.
Oh.
Meaning you have to pay attention.
Lex, you hear that?
Much of the dialogue is in Vietnamese.
Okay.
So you're going to have some subtitles unless you speak Vietnamese.
You can't craft, Lex. You can't craft.
And
I can knit, though.
No, Lex.
I will say, it's captivating. It's interesting. It's kind of goofy in its own way.
Yeah.
And I think that this show is going to be wild in the best way possible, looking at the preview for the upcoming episodes of The Sympathizer, because it's just all over the place. It's kind of a black comedy. It's a historical drama. It's a spy thriller. And it's a war drama all wrapped up into one.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I am in.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like an A24 project.
It is.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Fabulous. I'm really in now. Really, really in.
Way to go. It is. It is produced co-produced by A24.
Nice.
Yeah. So I watched the pilot episode last night, the first episode in this series, and I'm totally in. I'm fascinated by this. The acting is wonderful. The lead character, his character's named the Captain. Excuse me if I pronounce it wrong, but Ho Jan De, he's only been in one American project. He's a Vietnamese-Australian actor.
Oh.
And Robert Downey Jr. was like, I want you for this part, and you're going to play this.
I'm so fascinated with this. I'm leaving right now.
No, okay. No, don't go. We have 23 minutes left.
Okay, are they dropping one episode at a time?
One episode at a time every Sunday night. So like I said, this is HBO and Max's new Sunday story offering. It's called The Sympathizer, and I'm in.
Love.
Yeah.
Another piece of TV news. At first, I didn't understand this. Did you guys see the thing yesterday in your algorithm in your Google News about Disney Plus, what they're doing? Did either of you see this?
I don't know. What are they doing?
No, what are
about
they doing?
The channel? They're adding channels?
What does that even mean?
Thank you, Holly. I wonder the same thing, and I consider myself, because of our job, we know these kinds of things. I know the vernacular.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand it. I'm not sure. As I get ready to tell you this, I'm not sure I understand it even now. But I'm going to try to tell you. So I guess my boyfriend, Mr. Iger, or Disney at large, has hinted or said that they are going to add continuous streaming channels on Disney Plus that will be filled 24 hours a day with Marvel and Star Wars shows. So it's like
select
old
it from
school.
The menu?
Yes, but it takes away having to choose what to watch.
So you can just sit there and absorb.
Yes. Disney is realizing the popularity of these ad-based streaming sites like Tubi and Freevee.
Fast Pluto. Channels.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they're, So they are trying to get in on this. So these will be ad-supported, and there will be various channels available to you on Disney Plus.
Mm. Well, slow clap
I know.
For Disney inventing something called television.
Yeah.
Going back.
I know. It's like what's old is new again. It's like old school cable channels.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like Pluto TV, where it's the all Star Wars channel, and it's the all Marvel channel, and it's the all Humpback Whale channel, because they own National Geographic. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be available to you if you just want to put it on in the background, I guess, via your Disney Plus subscription. Wow. I don't know if this is genius. I don't know if it's another avenue of another ad revenue stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, but would you subscribe to Disney Plus solely for the Humpback Whale stream?
That's a personal question, but sure.
For that in particular, absolutely. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Lex would subscribe. Let me tell you right now. If there was a channel called the Panda Channel, and it was nothing but mother pandas having fun with their babies.
That's
all Alexis would watch. Just nothing but footage of pandas. Oh, and I'm almost
make
not
my heart
joking.
So happy. Yes. 100%.
I know you've seen that one, Lex, because I sent it to you, I think, one time, and you said that it came back around to me, and I laughed. I did giggle out loud. I didn't laugh, but I giggled. That great viral video from many years ago of the mother panda with her baby, and the baby sneezes and it scares the mother panda.
Yes.
And the mom jumps. It is the funniest damn thing.
That's so cute.
If you haven't seen it, if it comes around in your TikTok or Instagram reel algorithm, make sure you watch it. It'll give you just a little dose of sunshine.
Really?
Because that mom, That baby scares the crap out of that mom. Yes. And she
classic.
Jumps. Yeah. It's so good.
Now I'm watching a live stream of pandas.
Oh!
Pandas 24/7 live at the Chengdu Panda Base.
Where is that? On YouTube?
On YouTube. I'll put it right in the grid.
Holly.
But what I'm saying is,
Holly,
Disney,
what are you doing?
Disney, you ain't doing anything new.
Yeah, I gotta go,
friends.
Guys. Okay, see you later.
But Holly, do you know what you just did?
In Boob Tube Bonanza, there it is. Go ahead.
I know. Okay, now we've lost her, Holly. Now that's what you've got.
Oh, look, it's lunchtime.
Oh, damn it. Now I gotta look at it.
Oh, they're eating bamboo right now.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, little, so freaking little cute. One and big one.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Now see.
Oh, my. Oh, I mean, come on. Look at them.
Oh, look at him sitting back. Now that's relaxation. He is just leaned back on a rock, eating his bamboo.
Yeah.
That's the life, man.
The Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding.
Lex, we're not going to get you back, are we? We're this is it. Yep, there she goes. Okay, we're going to try to wrap up the show with or without.
Yeah, okay.
Alexa somehow knows this, but the queen liked spicy things. We have questions, and Alexis will answer when we come.
Ooh, mice, ants, spiders, squirrels, bats, crawling things, slithering things, flying things. Plunkett's Pest Control, they can handle it, and they'll do it on a one-time basis for you, or you can get on their annual plan like me. Patrick, man, he is just a fantastic technician, and called him many times for many things. And that's what's so wonderful about being on their annual plan and service. They'll just come out, take care of business. Yeah, and maybe you're looking at a pest going, what the heck is that? Well, a Plunkett's career professional technician, of course, they can help. They'll come assess the situation, let you know about what you're looking at, its behavior, and ways to effectively, you know, keep them in their place. That's your home. That's their home. And they'll help you keep them out in the first place. So if you're having some pest issues, have them come out single or annually. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control. Go to Plunkett's.net. That's Plunkett's.net.
Have you two picked out your outfit to get slimed in on Thursday?
We wear clothes? What?
Yeah.
Are you going nude?
I thought that was the deal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
No, we were talking about it, though. It's going to get real messy.
Yeah. Wear old clothes.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's this Thursday, right? That's this week, right?
Yeah, this week. We got to pick a time and the bat time and the bat channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we're ready though.
I'm loving this instrumental here. I love a good instrumental. Anyway, I'm just gonna wear something old that I don't care gets. You know what we can do? In a minute we're done. Just run up to Laundry Guy store and have him clean us.
We can't go in there. Can't touch those things. Oh, gosh. Imagine showing up to Mona Williams.
Yeah.
Patrick would be like, get out of here.
Patrick, could you
just get out of here?
You are the laundry guy. Could you clean us off real quick? Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Yeah, they give us a whole time to towel off and stuff. So I wonder if it's stickier.
It's just,
you've been slimed before. Sticky or is it?
Yeah, a little. It's just not somewhat sticky. It's just gooey.
Yeah.
And again, it does get in it gets behind your ears and your crevices, cracks. If you have any cracks, it's in there. Yeah.
All right.
Everywhere. So get ready. You'll be finding slime for a couple days.
Thank you, my talkers, for making this happen.
I know.
We raised more than $46,000 for Ronald McDonald House.
We sure
for
did.
For kids for kids last
so
Thursday.
So good. You guys are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we can call it this. We usually do it at the beginning of the show, sometimes. But this is the end of the show.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Why the Hell Is This on the Show Sheet? This is what Alexis has written on the show sheet. Queen Elizabeth liked things spicy.
Yeah.
How do we know this?
Okay, so we know this from her assistant private secretary that served the queen for 18 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a new interview where she's just talking, her name is Samantha Cohen, about life with Queen Elizabeth. Now, also, you guys might know this because you watch The Crown and you've kept up and watched the right season and all of that.
Thank you for saying that before Holly and I did. Go ahead.
Absolutely, yes. So maybe this isn't news to you guys, but it was news to me because I always think of Queen Elizabeth as very poised and controlled. But Samantha, her former assistant, private secretary, said that she was very amused when things went haywire. She said that she had no ego and she was very comfortable in herself, yet she loved when things went wrong. Like if a cake was not cut or a plaque wasn't being unveiled, everything was so perfectly organized, it spiced her life up when things went wrong.
Oh.
Did you guys get any sense of that while you were watching The Crown?
Nope.
No, okay.
Not at all.
Not
interesting.
At all.
See, now when Alexis, when you said that Queen Elizabeth liked it spicy, I thought she was eating enchiladas.
Thank you. And, Holly, thank you. That's exactly what I thought.
Some hot sauce in her Ferragamo bag.
Yeah, that's right. A little extra flavor, a little Beyonce inspiration, right?
Yeah.
Get your hot sauce in your bag.
Exactly.
Maybe that's part of the part of what she likes too, but no, she likes to spice up. She liked a little drama.
No, she had a sadistic sense of humor.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like it. And so maybe some of the things that were going on with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, maybe she secretly was like, ha ha.
Oh, she loved the mess.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth is a messica. She just sat back
and watched it.
Yeah. Charles can deal with all this.
Well, no wonder Prince Andrew was her favorite.
Mm. Right.
Oh, yeah, he sure kept it spicy and dramatic.
I do love it, though, that Holly and I both thought that you meant that she liked
spicy food.
Chipotle sauce and she physically liked her food spicy.
Yeah. She would go to the Mongolian barbecue place and she'd put in all the chili flakes into her bowl.
That's right.
Before they cooked it up.
Yep.
She'd go to Amazing Thailand and get 5 pepper hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, she might have eaten like that. I'm not sure, but
yeah, the Brits usually aren't like that. I don't mean stereotype, but
they're not. No.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
potato is spicy to them sometimes. So.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah, so I think that was just kind of fun, just to just a little bit of behind the scenes, what life was like, just kind of secretly, because I can imagine everything was just down to the second, controlled of when she goes out, when things happen. Mm-hmm. Who's cutting the cake, how it's cut, so for a little thing to go off.
Well,
it did spice her life up.
There's the videos around, and I know that he's fallen out of favor with a lot of people, but I think some of the most charming videos of Queen Elizabeth are her interactions with Harry. There were a couple viral videos that went around with Harry, and their relationship cracked me up. They had a fun little sassy relationship, and I think that's where her personality came out in the videos that I've seen.
Oh yeah,
with Harry. Yeah, so I think William's a stick in the mud. I do.
Well, when you're raised to know you're going to be king.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas Elizabeth was raised not thinking that she would be queen,
because
we have watched season one of The Crown and we understand that
season one.
Yeah, I watched
it. There were circumstances beyond her control that ultimately resulted into her ascent.
Yeah, she was supposed to be the spare.
She wasn't even the spare. She was like 5 removed or something.
Well, one of the spares, I should say. Yeah.
Lex, that was season one. That was not with Princess Diana. Just FYI. Holly and I want to be very clear with you on that one.
Yeah, very clear.
Not Princess Diana. Season one. Season one, Lex. That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you always. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye for now.